崇明区2018届高三英语二模试卷十，第一卷。
1. Listening Comprehension. Section A. Directions. In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversations and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a conversation and the question about it, read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard. 1. Excuse me, this is my seat, I'm afraid. Here's my ticket if you want to check.
Oh, I believe I'm in the correct seat. According to your ticket, you're on the left of the stage.
Question. Where is the conversation most probably taking place?
Two. Does a bottle of fresh milk still sell for $4.80?
Yes, but today if you buy two bottles, the second is only half price.
Question. How much will the man pay for two bottles of fresh milk today? Three. How would you like your steak, sir? Well done or medium?
Rare, please. Oh, I'd like to see the wine list.
Question. What's the woman's occupation?
Four. I haven't turned on my air conditioner at all this summer.
That's surprising, considering how hot it has been lately.
Question. What does the woman find surprising? Five. Does the music bother your studying, Sadie?
Actually, I'm not studying anymore, but I'm trying to sleep.
Question. What does Sadie mean?
Six. Professor Smith was acting strangely today.
I noticed that too. She was talking so quietly and didn't give us any homework. Can you believe that?
Question. What can be inferred about Professor Smith? Seven. Look, it says they want a junior sales manager. And it seems like it's a big company. That'll be good, for you might have to travel a lot.
Do they mention anything about experience?
Question. What are they talking about?
Eight. Have you picked up your student's card from the office?
No, the place where you can get instant photos was out of order.
Question. Why hasn't the woman got her student's card?
Nine. What's the problem, Paul? You really look worried.
I'm giving a lecture to a group of high school students about engineering this afternoon, but I have no idea how to simplify some of the concepts for them.
Question. What can be inferred about the man? Ten. In my opinion, watching news on TV is a good way to learn English. What do you think?
It would be better if you could check the same information in English newspapers afterwards.
Question. What does the man say about learning English?
Section B. Directions. In Section B, you will hear several longer conversations and short passages, and you will be asked several questions on each of the conversations and the passages. The conversations and the passages will be read twice. but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard. Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage.
China is making plans to create a large protected space for one of its most famous creatures, the giant panda. The planned Giant Panda National Park would be 2 times the size of Yellowstone National Park in the United States. The Bank of China has promised 10 billion yuan, or $1.5 billion, to set up the protective area. It will be in the southwestern province of Sichuan, China's forest ministry said Thursday. The Sichuan office of the central bank signed an agreement with the provincial government to pay for the park's construction. The work is to be completed by 2023. The park will measure 20,000 square kilometers. The project aims to build the local economy while also providing the endangered animals with a huge unbroken area in which they can meet and mate with other pandas. The agreement will reduce poverty among the 170,000 people living within the park's proposed territory. The Chinese government first suggested the idea for the park in January 2017, the newspaper reported. Giant pandas are China's unofficial national animal. They live mainly in the mountains of Sichuan, with some also living in nearby Gansu and Shanxi provinces. An estimated 1,864 giant pandas live in the wild, where they are threatened mostly by loss of natural habitats. Another 300 are raised by humans.
Now listen again, please.
China is making plans to create a large protected space for one of its most famous creatures, the giant panda. The planned Giant Panda National Park would be 2 times the size of Yellowstone National Park in the United States. The Bank of China has promised 10 billion yuan, or $1.5 billion, to set up the protective area. It will be in the southwestern province of Sichuan, China's forest ministry said Thursday. The Sichuan office of the central bank signed an agreement with the provincial government to pay for the park's construction. The work is to be completed by 2023. The park will measure 20,000 square kilometers. The project aims to build the local economy while also providing the endangered animals with a huge unbroken area in which they can meet and mate with other pandas. The agreement will reduce poverty among the 170,000 people living within the park's proposed territory. The Chinese government first suggested the idea for the park in January 2017, the newspaper reported. Giant pandas are China's unofficial national animal. They live mainly in the mountains of Sichuan, with some also living in nearby Gansu and Shanxi provinces. An estimated 1,864 giant pandas live in the wild, where they are threatened mostly by loss of natural habitats. Another 300 are raised by humans.
Questions 11. Why does China plan to construct Giant Panda National Park? How many giant pandas are living in the wild now? 13. What can be inferred from the passage?
Questions 14 through 16 are based on the following passage.
Software applications let smartphone users do a lot with their photographs. Apps such as Snapchat already give users the ability to add dog ears and other images onto smartphone photos. Virtual mirrors Virtual mirrors are a little different. They are designed to let users see what they would look like wearing products that they might want to buy. Some examples are jewelry, lipstick, and eyeglasses. These smart mirror applications are gaining popularity among businesses, which want to get people into their stores. A smart mirror is simply an app that turns the screen of a smartphone or any other mobile device into a mirror using its camera function. As users look at the image, the app will make it appear as if they are wearing the product. With the app, shop assistants can show customers all of their products in a short period of time, which is almost impossible without technology. There are other good reasons to use the app. Trying on products with the virtual mirror means there is nothing to damage, lose, or at risk of being stolen. Virtual mirrors work with another product that takes time and effort to try on, makeup. It lets customers virtually put on makeup to see how beauty products would look on them. It is also designed to teach users how to use the products. Smart mirror apps are an example of how stores are turning to online services inside their stores to attract customers. Online shoppers already expect experiences that are in some ways interactive, easy to use, and involve social media.
Now listen again, please.
Software applications let smartphone users do a lot with their photographs. Apps such as Snapchat already give users the ability to add dog ears and other images onto smartphone photos. Virtual mirrors are a little different. They are designed to let users see what they would look like wearing products that they might want to buy. Some examples are jewelry, lipstick, and eyeglasses. These smart mirror applications are gaining popularity among businesses, which want to get people into their stores. A smart mirror is simply an app that turns the screen of a smartphone or any other mobile device into a mirror using its camera function. As users look at the image, the app will make it appear as if they are wearing the product. With the app, shop assistants can show customers all of their products in a short period of time, which is almost impossible without technology. There are other good reasons to use the app. Trying on products with the virtual mirror means there is nothing to damage, lose, or at risk of being stolen. Virtual mirrors work with another product that takes time and effort to try on, makeup. It lets customers virtually put on makeup to see how beauty products would look on them. It is also designed to teach users how to use the products. Smart mirror apps are an example of how stores are turning to online services inside their stores to attract customers. Online shoppers already expect experiences that are in some ways interactive, easy to use, and involve social media.
Questions. 14. What is the passage mainly about? Question 15. What is one of the advantages of virtual mirrors? Question 16. What can be learned about smart mirror apps from the passage?
Questions 17 through 20 are based on the following conversation.
Thanks for inviting me to lunch. The food looks great. The lunch even includes a free drink.
I know. I always get the hot tea, especially when the weather is cold.
Sounds good, but I think I'll order an iced coffee.
Iced? Are you sure you don't want hot coffee?
I always have cold drinks, no matter what the weather is like.
That's not very healthy.
There's nothing unhealthy about cold drinks.
Yes, there is. I read that cold liquids make your blood flow slowly.
Perhaps, but that doesn't mean it's unhealthy. Iced water might not be the best, but cold drinks have even been shown to be great when you are exercising and trying to lose weight.
That's interesting, and maybe true. But I definitely want a hot drink to warm me up and cool me down.
How does a hot drink make you cooler?
The heat causes me to sweat, which aids in the cooling process.
That's strange.
The benefits of hot drinks are numerous. Hot water can help to fight a cold and ease pain. It also aids digestion and increases blood flow.
When you are sick, drinking liquids in general is good, no matter the temperature.
But a hot drink also makes me feel much better. A cold drink would make me feel worse.
I guess it comes down to what we prefer. You like hot, and I like cold.
Maybe you'd like hot if you gave it a chance. Want to try my hot tea? It smells more pleasant when it's hot.
Thanks, but no thanks.
Now listen again, please.
Thanks for inviting me to lunch. The food looks great. The lunch even includes a free drink.
I know. I always get the hot tea, especially when the weather is cold.
Sounds good, but I think I'll order an iced coffee.
Iced? Are you sure you don't want hot coffee?
I always have cold drinks, no matter what the weather is like.
That's not very healthy.
There's nothing unhealthy about cold drinks.
Yes, there is. I read that cold liquids make your blood flow slowly.
Perhaps, but that doesn't mean it's unhealthy. Iced water might not be the best, but cold drinks have even been shown to be great when you are exercising and trying to lose weight.
That's interesting, and maybe true. But I definitely want a hot drink to warm me up and cool me down.
How does a hot drink make you cooler?
The heat causes me to sweat, which aids in the cooling process.
That's strange.
The benefits of hot drinks are numerous. Hot water can help to fight a cold and ease pain. It also aids digestion and increases blood flow.
When you are sick, drinking liquids in general is good, no matter the temperature.
But a hot drink also makes me feel much better. A cold drink would make me feel worse.
I guess it comes down to what we prefer. You like hot, and I like cold.
Maybe you'd like hot if you gave it a chance. Want to try my hot tea? It smells more pleasant when it's hot.
Thanks, but no thanks.
Questions 17. What are the two speakers mainly talking about? Question 18. How do hot drinks cool the man down? Question 19. Which of the following is a benefit of drinking cold liquids according to the woman? Question 20. What can be learned from the conversation? That's the end of listening.